Basically, International House is an opportunity for students who come from different countries to come to the United States and live with an American resident who can kind of share with them the cultures of America, as well as the foreign exchange student to share with them their cultures from their own country. Our whole goal is to intermingle between cultures. My name is Jessica Nguyen. I used to be an RA in the International House. My responsibilities were to maintain peace between all of our students, also to make sure things ran smoothly, keep an eye out for the students, make sure nothing was happening, people weren't sneaking in, and that everybody was abiding by the rules. We had to be more on the alert because residents from the same country, from the United States, don't have as many conflicts, and there's a lot of conflicts maybe with religion, with viewpoints, things like that you had to be aware of being an RA in International House.
I'm Caitlin, and I'm from Australia, and I live at iHouse. It was my first preference just because it sort of made sense, so I just put it first because I'm an international student.
I'm Nanami. I was born in Japan, and I just came here about 2 years ago. Well, I heard that they will pick an international student and an American student to be a roommate together, so I thought it would be a good idea to live with someone who is a little bit more understanding to international students than the the regular people, I guess.
I'm Laura. I picked the international dorms just to kind of, get a different experience from what I'd already had first couple of years of school, something new.
Since Long Beach State is known as a commuter campus, most students have only their new classes, books, and parking to worry about at the start of each semester. But those who live on campus must prepare to meet a new roommate as well, and residents of International House have their own specific expectations and concerns.
I was a little bit nervous because I'm from Japan, and every time I see people who are interested in Japan are kind of like crazy, they're into like anime stuff or like samurai ninjas, all those kind of crazy stuff, and I'm not really into them. When I tell them that I'm from Japan, and they'll be like, oh my god, I watched this anime, blah blah blah, and I'm like, okay, I'm not a big fan of anime.
I didn't actually know I was gonna be paired up with an American. We didn't really get told that. I suppose the cultures aren't too different, so I was, maybe someone from Europe or Asia or something might have been a bit different, but I consider Americans pretty much the same, so it was cool. It was fun.
I was a little bit scared. Maybe she wouldn't be patient enough to be understanding my English, I guess.
I was not expecting her to speak English so well. That was really good.
I was actually looking forward to it, because I want to know. I want to know, what they do, what they live like.
International students face unique challenges, since in addition to meeting a new roommate and all the other stresses a new semester brings, they must also adapt to a new country. The American roommate pairing is said to reduce the element of culture shock, but there are still surprises.
The first big thing coming up to my mind is probably the characteristic of Japanese people and American people, because American people are really individualistic. So it sounds kind of mean to say, but I think they're more self-centered a little bit, and Japanese people are they're they care about people more than themselves. So, for example, when I'm talking to somebody, back in Japan, they always, listen to other person first, and then they'll talk, and then they'll, pretty much wait until the other person stop talking. But here, people are me, and then I'm, blah, 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 and they... most of the time, they don't even try to listen to the others, so that's the I think that's a pretty good example. I don't say it's a bad thing because, like, you know, those Japanese people can be sometimes really, like, irritating to me because they never say their opinions clearly.
The drinking age has kind of been a shock, actually, because at home I work at a liquor store. And my job is to taste beer and wine, so coming here, being 19, not being able to just, like, go out, it's like a social thing at home, so that's really different.
One of the goals of International House is to provide an active social setting for students to interact with each other and learn about different cultures from around the world. According to CSULB's website, the International House provides a welcoming sanctuary for students from other countries, as well as a great learning experience for domestic students. Or at least, this is the hope.
I don't think it's really succeeding or anything. It's kind of unfortunate, but I see most of the time international students are hanging out with international students, and American students are ended up, you know, hanging out with American students.
International students all group themselves together, so it's kind of hard for sort of American to break into that.
I think it's a little different because it isn't like, it's less people in a suite and it's less people, I mean, even it's not like the typical dorm style, so you just don't see everybody all the time.
I don't think it's as social as the other dorms from what I've heard from a few Americans that I met in the other dorms. Like, people seem to get together a lot more over there. People have said to us from last semester that we're the first people in our house who have really, like, got a big group of friends going and actually started doing stuff around our house and made it a bit noisier and things. We had a meeting the other day, and we've been here for like 3 months, and there were people who came to the meeting that I'd never seen in our house before. So a lot of people stick to their rooms. People don't really interact over here, to be honest. Like, yeah, not at all, really. I've met probably a quarter of the people who live here, basically. So we don't really, they haven't really set up anything for us to all get together, and because we all obviously don't know anyone around here, but yeah.
That's a good, you know, a good opportunity though, definitely. So they should probably try a little bit harder to interact with each other, but I'm pretty sure there's a limit, kind of.
Everybody's so stuck in their ways, they don't really want to see anybody else's viewpoint. The conflicts were more verbal disagreements on culture. I think that's what we had a problem with. Conflict resolution for me consists of sitting down and hearing both people's sides of the story and trying to come up with a way to kind of see something through each other's eyes. And so that was my main thing, would be just sit down, let's have a conversation, you need to say your piece, she needs to say her piece, or he needs to say his piece type thing. And once you hear everybody's side of the story, then it kind of opens things up for people. It's like, you have to be able to see yourself in somebody else's shoes. If you can't picture yourself in somebody else's shoes, the conflict won't get resolved.